Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I'm so honored to be here with you today. We are moving forward steadily in our journey through the Gospels, and so today we are into Matthew chapter 22. So I want to dive right in, Matthew chapter 22 in the God's Word translation. Again, Jesus used stories as illustrations when he spoke to them. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who planned a wedding for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the wedding, but they refused to come. He sent other servants to tell the people who had been invited, 'I've prepared a dinner. My bulls and fatted calves have been butchered. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding.' But they paid no attention and went away. Some went to work in their own fields, and others went to their businesses. The rest grabbed the king's servants, mistreated them, and then killed them. The king became angry. He sent his soldiers, killed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited don't deserve the honor. Go where the roads leave the city. Invite everyone you find to the wedding.' The servants went into the streets and brought in all the good people and the evil people they found. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. When the king came to see the guests, he saw a person who was not dressed in the wedding clothes provided for the guests. He said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without the proper wedding clothes?' The man had nothing to say. The king told his servants, 'Tie his hands and feet and throw him outside into the darkness. People will cry and be in extreme pain there.' Therefore, many were invited, but few are chosen to stay." Then the Pharisees went away and planned to trap Jesus into saying the wrong thing. They sent their disciples to him along with Herod's followers. They said to him, "Teacher, we know that you tell the truth and that you teach the truth about the way of God. You don't favor individuals because of who they are. So tell us what you think. Is it right to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus recognized their evil plan, so he asked, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me a coin used to pay taxes." They brought him a coin. He said to them, "Whose face and name is this?" They replied, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Very well, give the emperor what belongs to the emperor and give God what belongs to God." They were surprised to hear this. Then they left him alone and went away. On that day, some Sadducees, who say that all people will never come back to life, came to Jesus. They asked him, "Teacher, Moses said if a man dies childless, his brother should marry his widow and have children for his brother. There were 7 brothers among us. The first married and died. Since he had no children, he left his widow to his brother. The second brother also died, as well as the third and the rest of the 7 brothers. At last, the woman died. Now, when the dead come back to life, whose wife will she be?" All 7 brothers have been married to her. Jesus answered, "You're mistaken, because you don't know the scripture or God's power. When people come back to life, they don't marry. Rather, they are like angels in heaven. Haven't you read what God told you about the dead coming back to life? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.' He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living." He amazed the crowds who heard his teaching. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. One of them, an expert in Moses' teaching, tested Jesus by asking, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest in Moses' teaching?" Jesus answered him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important commandment. The second is like it: love your neighbor as you love yourself. All of Moses' teachings and the prophets depend on these 2 commandments." When the Pharisees were still gathered, Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They answered him, "David's." He said to them, "Then how can David, guided by the Spirit, call him Lord? David says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, take the highest position in heaven until I put your enemies under your control.' If David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one could answer him, and from that time, no one dared to ask another question. In this chapter, we come across a very famous passage. It's where Jesus is asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" And he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and with all your strength. And then love your neighbor as yourself." Those are the 2 great commandments. And so we talk a lot about these when we talk about our churches, you know, that we need to love God and love people. But it's interesting that this is found in the midst of all of these kind of arguments with Jesus. So the Pharisees and the Sadducees are trying to trip Jesus up. They're trying to find a way to get him, to arrest him. And so to make him say something that he didn't want to say. But Jesus never did that. Jesus tells us, what the greatest commandment is, to love God and to love people. And that's what we're called to do. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for giving us your Son. Father, we thank you that we are called to love you and to love others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you again for joining me today, and I will see you guys back again tomorrow.